Welcome to Perlin on ELT with Matt Perlin. You can contact Matt at info@perlintraining.com and visit the website at perlintraining.com, where you'll find all kinds of free resources for teachers and learners of English. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Perlin Training. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Matt on iTunes. What's on the podcast this time, Matt?
Well, it's episode 28 of Perlin on ELT. My name is Perlin and I'm on ELT. And today I'm on the topic of telling the time. And what an important topic that is for anybody who's learning English or using any language. We need to know what the time is. We need to ask about it in various situations and places. And, you know, if we want to meet somebody, then we need to know what time we're going to meet them. If we want to go to a lesson at our language school or any school, then we have to know what time it is. We can ask somebody. This lesson comes to you from the website, from my website, which is called perlintraining.com. That's P-U-R-L-A-N-D, training.com. And the whole lesson is there on the page for you. I'm going to read it and also mention a few other things as we go along. But generally, I'm going to read about it, read the text, and if you're interested to find out more, to read it for yourself, to translate the text, then go to the website. You can find it. The link is on the home page. You can see a question on the home page which says, where is it? How can I tell the time in English? So click on this. And it's also part of the Elementary English Course Unit 2. It's lesson 2.7, telling the time. So something that I hope is useful and practical for you. And if you know somebody else who'd like to learn about telling the time, of course, you should point them in this direction. I've found in my teaching experience that this is a topic for really every level. Even people at the highest level can get it wrong. Can tell the time wrong. It's something that we don't seem to teach in class or in the course book. I shouldn't mention course books in my podcast, but I have, just have. It's something that we just sort of take for granted. Oh, people know that, how to tell the time. The same as alphabet, numbers. Oh, yes, people know about that. Oh, yes, we don't need to cover that. Let's get on to grammar. Tenses. Well, maybe we do need to know about it. So here we go. Telling the time is an important life skill in any language, and English is no different. We need to know what time it is so that we're not late for class or work, so we don't miss our favourite TV show or an appointment with a friend or colleague, so we don't miss the train or bus and we get home on time. And here there's a nice diagram showing the numbers on the clock from 1 to 12. And what we call them, so at 12 it's o'clock, not o'clock, but with the schwa sound, o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. We use a schwa sound, not o. 5 past, 10 past, quarter past, 20 past, 25 past, and half past. That's all the pasts. All the pasts. Up until number 6 on the clock. After that is 2. 25, 2, 22, quarter 2, 10, 2, 5, 2. And we're back to o'clock. And remember the the schwa sound clock. We can't say o'clock. It's not a Scottish name, for example. O'clock, Mr. O'clock. I suppose it could be. It's also got the 24-hour clock, so 12 is 00, 1 is 13, 14, 15, 16, right up until 23, which is 11. So a useful diagram, I find that very useful indeed. We tell the time in English, not say the time. So we tell the time, not say. We don't say the time. How could you be on time for your English class without a watch? We put on our wrist, or a clock. We put on the wall, on our phone, we've got a clock. And sometimes people mix up, sometimes my Polish students mix up watch and clock. Very similar words in Polish. We can ask, what's the time? What time is it? Have you got the time, please? Today genuinely somebody stopped me in the street and asked me this question. Have you got the time, please? We sometimes say, have you got the time on you? On you, with the schwa sound. It means, what's the time? You're asking someone, literally, have they got the time, as if they own it. It's an idiom, isn't it? It's idiomatic. Idiomatic. To reply, we use it is or it's. In spoken English, we should use a contraction, like it's. We can say it's time for something, plus noun. It's time for lunch. It's time for dinner. It's time for bed. It's time for work. It's time for The Simpsons on TV or whatever. Or we can use it's time to plus a verb, so infinitive. So, for example, it's time to start the lesson. It's time to finish the lesson. It's time to go. It's time to leave. Time to. Again, with the schwa sound, we don't say time to. Two is a number in English. It's not a preposition. It's not a preposition. The same as four is a number. It's not a preposition. We say it's time for. Time for lunch. It's time to. Time to begin is my example here. I hope you learn about the schwa sound, really, from my website or from anywhere online. Not bothered where you learn about it. There are two ways of telling the time in English, saying two numbers together. So if it's 10:40, we say it's 10:40. Yeah. Of course, we can say use past and to, so we can say it's 20 to 11, 2:11, not two, but to. Yeah. When we're saying the preposition name, we can say to, past and to, but when we're saying it in a sentence, that's what I want to get across here. When you say it in a sentence, then it uses a schwa sound. It's not to, but to. 20 to 11. The easiest method is to say two numbers. It's just simple. What's the time? It's 1:40. 1:40. Two numbers together. It's 1:15. It's 1:20. We use past when the time is between 1 and 30, and 2 when the time is between 31 and 59. We only use the clock when the time is on the hour. It's 10 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock. We count time on a clock in intervals of 5 minutes. So you can see this in the diagram. Many students will say, for example, it's 10 past 10 o'clock. Now, I don't know why they say that. But we can't say that, and we shouldn't say o'clock unless it's on the hour. It's only o'clock on the hour. If the number of minutes past or two is odd, for example, 6 or 19, we say minutes. For example, if the time is 2:19, it's 19 minutes past 2. If the time is between 1 and 9 minutes past, we use the word O. So, for example, if it's 7:08, if that's what it looks like on the digital clock, for example, 7:08, it's 7:08. And it is pronounced O. It's not a schwa sound, this syllable. 7:08. Or we could say it's about around or nearly 7:10. I would say that. I wouldn't really say, oh, it's 7:08. You know, it's nearly 7:10. I wouldn't be that precise, I don't think. Because we don't need to be so precise. Everybody's clock and watch varies in time, doesn't it? So, if it's exactly 7:10 on my watch, somebody else might have it 8 minutes past. So it's about 7:10. Or you could say it's almost nearly or around about. We don't use the 24-hour clock in everyday speech or writing. For example, it's 14 o'clock. We can't say that. We would never say that. It's 2 o'clock, or it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 2 p.m. In Polish, they do use the 24-hour clock. It's very difficult for me when I'm trying to think, you know, tell the time in Polish, and I have to project in my mind the 24-hour clock. And for me, it seems odd, it's bizarre, you know. So what time's the lesson? Oh, I see you at 16, some people say. See you at 16, that's 4 p.m. So really, it's confusing, and it's a mind twister a little bit. So you know if it's 16, then it's 4 plus 2, then makes it 16. You know, really confusing. We don't use it in English except maybe when we need to be absolutely precise, like on a timetable for buses, trains, planes. When we can't mess about with AM and PM, we have to be sure, we have to be precise. You might see it on a ticket. So we should know about the 24-hour clock. We must know about it, but we can't use it every day in day-to-day life. AM and PM, of course, AM is night from midnight, lasting until 11:59 AM, which is just before my lunchtime. And PM is afternoon, evening and night. So from 12 PM is lunchtime for Poland on ELT, and goes right up until 11:59 PM. Then it becomes 12 AM again. So AM and PM, we can use generally AM we think of as morning, PM afternoon and evening. Usually the context makes AM and PM redundant. That's what I've written here on this very, very useful web page. Your next lesson is at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. So it's very unlikely that the lesson, for the lesson to be at 3 a.m., isn't it, on Tuesday? Won't be. I can guarantee that. I'm not doing lessons at 3 a.m. So if I say, see you next week at 4 o'clock, won't be in the morning. It won't be. You can be sure of it. But if we want to be precise, we say 4 p.m. or 4 in the afternoon, if you want. So 12 p.m. is midday. That's lunchtime for me. 12 a.m. is midnight. It's time to sleep, or time to party. It depends on what you like to do at midnight. A second is the smallest common unit of time. A second. There are 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, deep breath. 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, is a weekend. So 2 days in a weekend. 7 days in a week. 2 weeks in a fortnight, 28, 29, 30 or 31 days in a month, so it depends if it's a leap year, 3 months in a quarter, 12 months or 365 days in a year, 366 days in a leap year, No, well done. If you're still listening to this podcast, you know, give yourself a gold star. 10 years in a decade, 25 years in a generation, 100 years or 100 years in a century, and 1,000 years or 1,000 years, if you prefer, in a millennium. Great vocabulary to learn. So learn these words and phrases: decade, quarter, minute, fortnight. They're all here on the webpage in bold letters. Really nice to know about this. You know, you will sound like an expert in English if you know this kind of stuff. If you can come out with the telling the time correctly, it'll make your English sound better, because it shows that you've really looked at a really common area of language which is neglected usually. Time and prepositions. We say on a day, for example, on Monday. We say in a month or in a year. Say, so in June in 2016 or 2017 or 2018. And at, for specific times, at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, at 10 past 6. And for time periods, at the weekend. So on for days is always on for days. It's always in a month. A month, there are many days. So in a month, it doesn't say which specific day. In a year, there are many days, many months, many weeks. But at is for specific times. For example, at 4 o'clock. No, not o'clock. So spot the deliberate mistake. 4 o'clock. Schwa sound. 4 o'clock. Here are some common idioms connected with time. Wow, it's really, really good, isn't it, to have some idioms. I can be on time for my lessons. I'm on time. I'm on ELT usually, and I'm always on time for my lessons. I'm never late for my lessons. I spend time with a friend. We spend time. We spend money. We spend time. We kill time when we're doing something trivial while waiting, you know, like we're waiting for a bus. I'm playing on one of my fun games on my phone. I'm killing time. I'm not doing anything productive. The time is going slowly. I'm killing time. We have time for an activity. How can you own time? You can't have time, but it's an idiom. Have a whale of a time, or have the time of my life at an amazing party. You know, have a great time. If you have a whale of a time, wow, imagine how big a whale is. And you have a really big time, a really great time. We can't say have a big time, but we can say have a whale of a time, have the time of my life, the best time at a party, for example. Maybe it's not the best, literally the best time of your life. But we say this, oh, are you having fun? Yes, I'm having the time of my life. It's exaggeration for effect, for emphasis. That's because time flies when you're having fun. Nice idioms. It goes quickly when you're not aware of it. So when you're happy, when you're doing something you enjoy, like for me doing this podcast, time flies. It just goes. It's going like that. I can see the time counting down as I record this podcast. It's now 18 minutes. My goodness. I have to stop in a minute. But time flies. 18 minutes since I started talking. And it's great. I really enjoyed it. Time flies. I've really enjoyed the time. But time drags when you're clock watching. When you're just counting the time until something boring ends. So if you're on a boring train journey and you keep looking at your watch, the time will go slowly. It's like the lines from Shakespeare, As You Like It, I think is Jaques. I won't quote it. But time goes slowly for the schoolboy walking to school, but it flies with somebody else. I can't remember the whole quote. It's not an English literature podcast, but it's a soliloquy in As You Like It from Jaques or Jacques. Depends how you look at it. So we're going to go in a minute because the time has truly flown by. Fly, flew, flown, as we remember our irregular verbs. There are exercises here. It's plus numbers. There's a few exercises on this page. I think that's something worth doing. Put the time periods in order of size from shortest to longest. Can we say in order of size for a time period? I don't know. I need to check that with my professional editing team of experts. Idioms. Match the idiom with the meaning. Not idiots, I said idioms. Complete the gaps with something, something, time words. Write each time from its phonetic spelling. Clear alphabet spelling. Wow, that's far out, man, far out. Draw hands on the clocks. That's good, isn't it? Print it out. Draw hands on the clocks. You know, we should know how to say the time, to tell the time, we should say. In English, we must know that. You know in your first language, don't you? Use a library. You remember what that is, if you remember. Library used to be a place full of books we could go to and find a book. It was great in those days. But you could use the internet as well. It's a newfangled invention. To find the answers, for example, which is faster, a nanosecond or a millisecond? Do you know the answer to that? How many minutes are there in a fortnight? So I'm not a mathematician by any means, but I'm certainly interested in learning how many minutes are there in a fortnight. Well, that's the question form. Or how many minutes there are, I should say. Be precise. There's a timetable question as well. Bus timetable. Wow, where can you find this kind of material? It's wonderful, you might say. I imagine you're saying now. That's what I'm imagining. Well, go to perlintraining.com. Free lessons. This is the navigation. Elementary English course, Unit 2.0 Transport. Lesson 2.7, Telling the Time, or go to the homepage and you'll find the link. I hope that will be a good use of time, of your time and my time, and an interesting time for you, and not a waste of time. Because one of the worst things we can possibly do in life is to waste time. I hate wasting time. I don't like it. So I'd like to have something to do all the time, if possible. So I hope you'll enjoy that page, especially if you're an advanced learner of English, because and you still don't know how to tell the time in English. So that could be, you know, polish your English, even if you're a beginner. Learn it as well. Two numbers. It's 10:20. It's 2:40. It's 3:55. Yeah, so technically there was three numbers involved. But you know what I mean, two numbers method is the easiest way. Forget about past and two, just forget it. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, I can tell you there are 27 more podcasts available. That's good, isn't it? All equally as good as this one. Equally as professional, I should say. You can go listen on Stitcher. Did you know you can listen on Stitcher.com? iTunes. Everybody's got iTunes, haven't they? Have you? TuneIn, SoundCloud, and a lot more. They're all on the homepage. Mixcloud. Blubbery. Don't know how to say that. Podbean. Blubbery. Blubbery. How odd. What an odd name for a website. Podbean. Podbean. That's a nice word to say. Try saying it out loud. Player FM, iVoox, and probably more by the time I upload this podcast to the internet. So, lots of stuff there. If you like it, let me know. Contact me at info@purlandtraining.com, P-U-R-L-A-N-D, training.com. Also, I'm on Twitter at Purland Training, on Instagram at Purland Training. So you get the idea and get the general gist of it. So it's time for me to go, but thanks for listening to this podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please get in touch and let me know, because it's wonderful to have feedback, isn't it? Isn't it? Yes, isn't it? Okay, so thanks for listening. See you next time.
Perlin on ELT.